You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus is the central focus of everything we do in life and ministry. Know more about this truth in week one of our series, Radical.
And that's what lordship is, and that's what we'll talk about today. So when I heard of that, and he said something, right, during that time, maalala ko ba, no? 11 years old ako. Sabi niya, some of you here, you've been playing church your whole life. You know, you're fooling yourself. And you think, God doesn't know. God knows. Sumisigaw siya. First time ako makarinig ng pastor na sumisigaw. Mahaba buhok. Naka-jeans, takin. No, so, talagang galit na galit. No? Parang, and we were young people who were under challenge. We thought Jesus was just a ticket to heaven. And now he's preaching that we need to serve this King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It was new to me. I sing those songs, but I've never heard it preach in that way. That Jesus is not just a ticket to heaven. Jesus is King. And we must bow down to the King. And we must stop playing games with God. So it was a great challenge for me. And I received Jesus into my life when I heard that message. It will never get old. Jesus, period. It's all about Christ. It's about the lordship of Jesus Christ. It's not just about the love of the Lord, but the kingship of Jesus. You see, as Christians, we're citizens of heaven. Ibig sabihin, ang kingdom natin, dalawa, earth and heaven. It means I serve not just the government of this land, but I serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Sabi sa Acts 2:36 and 37, therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. So when Paul was writing this, he was saying, si God the Father daw, ginawa niya si Jesus when he came here on earth to be Lord and Messiah. Jesus is not just Savior, Messiah, he's also Lord. It means as Christians, I don't just accept him so that I'll go to heaven, but when I accept him, I ask him and invite him to be the King of my life. He sits on the throne of my life. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And it's a hard teaching. But Paul says there's no other option. You can't say Jesus is your Savior, but he's not your Lord. You can't say, I want Jesus because I don't want to go to hell. Well, if you don't want to go to hell, you've got to have Jesus as Savior and you got to have him as Lord. You get the whole thing. You know, hindi mo pwedeng piliin, Lord, pwede yung isa lang, yung half mo lang. Di ba? So pagdating mo ng eternity, yung half mo nasa impyerno, half mo nasa langit. Di ba? Hindi nga ganun eh. It doesn't work that way. You have to receive him not just as Messiah, but also as the Lord of your life. And then, in verse 37, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? When they heard this, they said, wow, iba to ah. And that's what I heard when I was 11 years old. This is different. It calls us as people of God to bow down and surrender our lives to Jesus because He is King. Walang gamitan. Walang Lord, sige, kunin kita para heaven ako. God knows. God knows our heart. God knows the selfishness of our heart. And therefore, they pen this and says, Jesus is both Lord and Jesus is Messiah. Is Jesus the Lord of our life? Now, when you say Lord, anong implication yan? What does that entail? When we say Jesus, you are Lord. First is, my point is L-O-R-D, Lord, para mas maalala nyo. Letter L is this. Lordship is loyalty to Jesus. Loyalty means it's all about you, Lord. You're my King. I'm not choosing anything else. I'll be faithful to you. I'll be loyal to you. I am a servant. I am a slave of the King. I follow you for the rest of my life. That is loyalty to Jesus. It's all about Jesus. This is not about you. This is not about me. It is about Jesus. Sa buhay ba natin, can we say that? Lord, it's not about me. It's about you. And it's a hard thing to say, but as people of God and as radical followers of Jesus, we have to understand, hinihingi ni Lord yung buhay natin, yung loyalty natin. Whom will you serve? Sabi ni Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Every day we're given a choice to be loyal or disloyal to Jesus? Who do you choose to worship? Who do you choose to be loyal to? You've got to be loyal to Jesus. Peter Forsyth was right when he said, the first duty of every soul is to find not its freedom, but its master. As Christian, the motivation of the heart is not to find freedom, but to find who your master is. Because when you get your master, you get the master plan for your life. So many people chase after the benefits of having Christ rather than chasing Christ himself. Marami sa atin gusto natin maging Kristiyano dahil ang daming perks, discount sa restaurant, ganyan, or whatever. Yan ang hanap natin. Sabi ni Lord, no, sana hindi ganun, no. As followers of Jesus, the motivation is I want to find the one who I will serve forever for the rest of my life. Are we loyal to Jesus? I want us to watch this video of this man. This man had a dilemma. He had a sin in his heart. But he chose to make Jesus the Lord of this life and says, I want to be loyal to Jesus alone. Let's watch this.
Ang dami kong tanong, bakit hindi ako katulad ng iba? Bakit iba yung gusto ko? Litong-lito ako. Inusta ko ng damit pang babae. Sinubukan ko talaga. Kompleto sa mascara, eyeliner at lipstick. Pero sabi ko, hindi ako babae. Lalaki ako. Magpapakalalaki ako. Nagkaroon ako ng girlfriend. Pero naghiwalay din kami. Hindi ko maintindihan. Sino ba talaga ako? Sino ba talaga si Ariel? May mga kaklase ako na palaging nag-i-invite sa akin sa isang youth service. Sumama ko. Baka dito ko mahanap yung sagot. May kulang talaga sa akin eh. Hindi ko alam kung ano. Baka dito mahanap ko yung kukumpleto sa akin. Pagkatapos ng service, sumali din ako sa group nila. Nandiyaga ng Victory Group Leader. Tinulungan niya akong maintindihan sino si Jesus, sino ako. Aking pasasalamat ko na natagpuan ako ni Jesus. Ako si Ariel. Hindi na ako nagdadalawang isip pa. Wala na pag-aalinlangan sa puso ko. Tinapon ko na lahat ng mga damit pang babae kasi hindi yun ang para sa akin. Isa akong lalaki na ginawa ni God. I was fearfully and wonderfully made. When I met Jesus, everything changed.
Let's give God a big hand for that video. You see, Ariel chose to follow Jesus. Pag tayo, narinig na natin yung word ni God, nakita natin yung truth that He is King, all we need to do is make that decision and say, Jesus, will I follow you? Will I make you the Lord of my life? And just say, God, here I am. Take my life. You run it. You control it. Minsan kasi mahilig tayo nag-drive, di ba? And we let Jesus just stay on the back seat. But that's not lordship. Lordship is saying, Jesus, this is your car. You drive it. Jesus, my life is yours. Ikaw magpatakbo ng buhay ko. That's loyalty to Jesus. That's saying, Jesus, I follow you. Our loyalty would be tested. You know, when temptation comes, your loyalty would be tested. Alam mo, pag na-promote tayo, yung loyalty natin, matetest. Pag yung mga singles dito, pagdating ng 30, natetest yan. Diba? Lord, wala pa rin. Lord, ito na lang, makulit naman siya. Ang kulit niya, grabe, pinerperson niya ako like Jesus kahit hindi siya Christian. No? And you try to lower your standard. Again, it would go back to wrestling with this thing. Are you loyal to Jesus? Or are you willing to let go of your loyalty to embrace what the world offers? Second thing, letter O is obedience to His word. When you say, Jesus is my Lord, it means I obey the word of God. I obey His word. That also means the only way for us to obey is to actually read His word. It's hard to obey something that you don't know. Tama ba? And so you have to start reading the word. As disciples of Jesus, you have to know that reading the Bible is a must. It is something that is something that I need to require of myself because I want to know Jesus. Now, reading the Bible doesn't save you, but reading the Bible is something that would help you grow in Christ. Right? Iba yun, ha? Wag, babasa ako ng Bible para punta akong langit. Mali yan. Wala sa Bible yan. Pero kailangan mo magbasa ng Bible kung gusto mo i-follow si Jesus. Because that's the only way you can obey. You have to read His Word. Kamusta ang Bible nyo sa bahay? Nasaan ang Bible nyo? Nasa salamin ba na nakasulat, break in case of emergency? Or are you reading the Word of God? Are you memorizing the Scripture? Are you taking time to be in the Word? Huwag niyo sabihing mahirap. Mahirap mag-memorize, mahirap magbasa. Tandaan niyo, mga 6 years old, kumakanta ng Frozen, memorize nila. Mga linya ng movies, memorize nila. Diba? And that's a 6-year-old. How much more us? We can actually go and read the Scripture and let the Scripture change us and transform us. We've got to make the Word of God the supreme authority. Ano sabi sa Matthew 7:21? Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. The Bible says, one day we'll go to God in judgment. Excited ka pa. Ay, makikita ko na rin si Lord. Tagal-tagal ko nang gusto makita si Lord. Tagal ko na nagpe-pray nung nasa earth ako, Lord, kunin mo na ako. Di ba? And now you're here in judgment day. And you come. And God says, who are you? I don't know you. Oh, Lord, Lord. 4 p.m. service, Victory Green Hills, all the time, never late, always first here. I have my Bible with me. And then He says, I do not know you because you don't even obey me. You don't obey my word. You don't even read the word. We never had that relationship. It's not even a complicated relationship. We don't have a relationship. It's just a Sunday thing for you. Hirap nun, no? Pagdating sa judgment, yun yung sabihin sa'yo. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But Lord, did we not drive out demons in your name and in your name heal the sick? Ang sabi ni Lord, depart from me, I do not know you. Tindi nun, sakit nun. Lord, may anisya ka ba? No, it's the Lordship of Christ. And that's why sometimes this is rarely preached. Kasi sa totoo lang, mabigat eh. But we got to hear things like this. Because Christianity is not a Sunday thing. Christianity is about, it's not about consuming stuff. We live in a consumer's age where I come here so that I could get something. Yes, you can get something from Christ, but at the end of the day, Christianity is about doing things for the glory of God and not for your glory and not for your pleasure. Obedience to His Word. Ang Word ni Lord supersedes any culture. Ibig sabihin niyan, yung Bible culture is higher than Filipino culture. Bible culture is higher than Chinese culture. Hindi ko pwede, eh, Chinese ako, hindi applicable sa akin. No, no, no. You have to obey the Word. The Word is important. The Word is powerful. The Word guides us. Once there was this battleship, and the captain of the ship looked into the dark night and saw that there was a flashing light in front of him. Immediately, he sent a message and said, alter your course 10 degrees south. Promptly, a return message was received. Alter your course 10 degrees north. Ba, nag-away? Sabi ng captain, south ka? No, mag-north ka. And then, the captain was angered. His command had been ignored. So he sent a second message. Alter your course 10 degrees south. I am the captain. Captain America. Huh? Ano sabi? Soon, another message was received. Alter your course 10 degrees north. I am Seaman. Third class, Junes. Pilam. Okay? Nabisaya. Okay. Immediately, the captain sent a third message knowing the fear it would evoke. Alter your course 10 degrees north. South. I am a battleship. Magalit na galit yung captain. Then the reply came. Alter your course 10 degrees north. I am a lighthouse. No? Yung iba hindi na gets. Okay. Okay lang yan. Okay. Jesus is Lord. Okay. Lighthouse, lighthouse. May ilaw, lighthouse. House, ilaw. Alright? Hindi gagalaw yan. Okay, so, kahit na anong sabihin ng captain na battleship siya, malakas siya, malaki siya, ang lighthouse is there to guide you. And that's the Word. Don't challenge the Word. Some people, they challenge the Word. Sabi sa John 1, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus became the Word. What do? The Word became flesh and we made it words again. We love to talk about it, but we don't live it out. Some people, they memorize Scripture. Grabe mag-memorize ng scripture. Ang tanong, how much of it do you obey? Some can do debates, but their life has never changed. You've got to have the Word of God in you. The Word of God should guide you. Minsan, pag nagpapa-counsel, ang unang tanong dapat, nagbasa ka na ba ng Bible? Nag-pray ka na ba kay Lord? Huwag niyong unang takbuhan si Tito o yung mga pastor. Pastor, pa-counseling. Nagbasa ka na ba ng Bible? Kasi kahit anong counsel namin, kung di ka nakikinig sa Bible at nag-obey sa Bible, ba't ka makikinig sa amin? Sa Bible din namin kukunin yan. You've got to obey the Word. You've got to read the Word. Don't say, I'm a Christian and you don't read the Word. It's hard to claim that. It's just hard. It's just hard to say, you know, I'm a man changed by God, but you never read the Word. You've got to obey the Word of God. Third, right, is repentance. Letter R. Lordship means I repent. Repentance is a 180-degree turn. You're moving one way, you're going the other way. That's repentance. Simple definition of what repentance is. 2 Timothy 2:19 says, nevertheless, God's solid foundation stand firm, sealed with this inscription, the Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Ibig daw sabihin, pag pumunta raw si Lord sa isang kwarto, example, ito yung kwarto, when He comes, the Lord knows those who are His. Akin yan. Ano ko yan? Kilala ko. Sino ka? Gatecrasher ka? Alam niya. Naamoy ka niya, in short. Amoy niya from afar. I know who's mine. And he says, how do I know? Everyone, anyone who confesses the Lord must turn away from wickedness. He knows His followers. He can see, He can spot a genuine and a fake. And he says, I know, I smell it. I sense it. Now, we can pretend. We can wear our Christian shirt, wear our Christian lumband, you know, and get your big Bible to church, walk like a Christian, talk like a Christian. But God smells. God knows. He looks at our life. Faith without works is dead. Sabi, hindi mo naman ako maluloko. Pwede mo loko yung katabi mo at yung sarili mo, pero hindi mo pwede maloko si Lord. Alam ni Lord. He knows the deepest of our thoughts and our heart. The Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord must turn away from sin. Is sin your master? Is sin mastering you? Or have you repented of your sin and said, Jesus, I want to go back there. Lord, change me. Lord, I repent of my sin. A.W. Tozer says that people who are crucified with Christ have three distinct marks. Number one, they're facing only one direction. They're focused, one direction. Right? Not the band, okay? It's one direction. My way is Christ. Not my way, God's way. One direction. Second, they can never turn back. Para yang yung Israelites umalis sa Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea, and you know when they crossed the Red Sea, there was no more turning back. Some were looking behind and saying, buti pa sa Egypt, buti pa sa Egypt. Slave ka nga sa Egypt, tapos buti pa sa Egypt. Umiiyak ka na nga sa Egypt, tinanggal ka na ni Lord doon, tapos gusto mo pa bumalik sa Egypt, buti pa sa Egypt. Yung mana ko, may peanut butter dito, wala. Minsan ganun tayo, no, pagdating kay Lord. Nagsisisi ka pa na binago ka ni Lord. Walang sisihan yan. If you fully experience Christ and you make Him the Lord of your life, you see that you even don't want to turn back anymore. Because you've tasted and see that the Lord is good. And thirdly, they no longer have plans on their own. A follower of Christ has no longer plans of his own. That means, I'm not saying don't plan. What I'm saying is, if God says drop your plans, you're willing to drop it off. If God says alter your course, you alter your course. If God says we're going on a long cut, you go on a long cut. And you're willing, and what you're saying is, yes, Lord. Whatever it is, yes, Lord, I do it. Why? It's no longer about me. It's about Jesus. Wala na sa definition yung, wala na sa vocabulary nyo yung, ano, yung baby ko to eh, project ko to, akin to eh. Wala na yan. Kay Lord lahat yan. Everything, the good and the bad, everything belongs to the Lord. And so, it's no longer about you writing your plans, but it's you saying, God, what's your plan for my life? I'm ready. I'm willing. Now, I want you to see what repentance is. Kanina pinakita natin yung video ni Ariel. Gusto ko lang itahi. The next video you'll see is from a frat guy. Okay? And he was really bad. And in some, only God can do this. All right? He repented of his sin and did one-to-one with his classmate whom he was bullying. And as you would see later in the video, kung sino yung nag-one-to-one sa kanya, okay? Matatawa kayo. Let's watch this video.
Ako si Japheth, 20 years old nung nasampahan ng kaso dahil sa pambubugbog. Bumuhoy yung mundo ko nung araw na yun. Nung tumatakbo sa isip ko nung nangyari yung pagkakataon na yun, sobrang natatakot ako. Iniisip ko kapag nakulong ako, masisira yung takbo ng buhay ko. Masisira lahat ng mga pangarap ko. Parang natatakot ako maranasan yung makapasok sa loob ng isang kulungan. Nalaman ng mga classmate ko na nasampahan ako ng kaso ng serious physical injury. Alam nila na wala akong pambayad, kaya yung ginawa ng mga classmate ko, nag-ambagan sila para mapiyansahan nila ako. Doon ko nalaman na tunay silang kaibigan, na may malasakit sila sa akin, na mapagmahal silang kaibigan. Yung sitwasyon na yon, yung nangyari sa buhay ko, ay yung ginamit ni Lord para mapalapit ako sa kanya, para makilala ko siya. Yung pinaka nakakatawa doon, yung schoolmate ko na binubuli ko, siya pa yung mismo yung nag-one-to-one sa akin, siya pa yung nag-disciple sa akin. Ngayon, nagli-lead na rin ako ng sarili kong victory group. Sa victory group, nasi-share ko yung buhay ko, kung paano binago ni Lord yung buhay ko. At sobrang natatouch sila kapag nalaman nila na ganun tao ako dati.
Powerful story. They're actually making a movie of this one, of his life story. They're calling it, "Ang victory group leader ko ay gangster." Grabe no, si Ariel ang nag-disciple dito. Actually, nung nakulong sila, ang mga nag-ambagan, mga tao from Victory. Kasi matagal na siyang in-invite sa church, ayaw niyang pumunta, pupunta lang siya, nagpapalamig lang daw siya sa service, nasa likod lang. Tapos nung nangyari to, yung binubuli niya, sila Ariel, nag-kumpol-kumpol, pwedeng bail out natin to. And they bailed him out, and now he's leading a victory group and discipling men also. You see, that's the power when you make a decision to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Some of you might be thinking, "Wow, so hard. Repent, obey. Hirap naman yan." No? Pero sabihin ko sa inyo, yung resulta niyan, supernatural eh. Kasi it's beyond us. You know, it takes supernatural grace to live under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. But the effects and the result in our lives would be something that you'll be amazed of and say, "This is only God. Only God can orchestrate something like this." You've got to repent. Be willing to repent. When God convicts you of a sin, repent. Yun yung first. "Sorry, Lord." Hindi na yung maraming excuse. "Eh, kasi Lord, ganyan eh. Kasi we live in this age. Lord, kasi ganyan eh. Broken family ako, kaya ako ganyan eh." May time din na kailangan na mag-move on. Na hindi na yun yung rason mo. Yeah? We can choose to live in righteousness. Especially pag na-plant na yung seed ng gospel sa'yo. Alam mo kano kakamahal ni Lord, kinakanta mo every week, love ko si Lord, love niya ako sobra. Pagka alam mo na yan, all you need to do is to decide. Would you decide to repent of your sin? And lastly, is death to self. Letter D. Patay sa sarili, okay? Patay ka na. It's not about you anymore. You're a dead man in Christ. It means you're dead in your sin and you're only made alive in Jesus Christ. In Matthew 16, verse 24 to 25, then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself." Okay? "Deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life would lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Bible talks about you must learn how to deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow Jesus. It takes the grace of God to deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow Him. Ang sarap sana no, kung pwede lang ilihan sa lahat ng tao, "Spirit of Lordship, come. Spirit of Lordship, come." From this day on, Jesus would be the Lord of your life and you would never be tempted again. No, the Bible never talks about that. Bible talks about we being filled with the Spirit, but He never talks about Lordship being done through prayovers. It doesn't happen that way. That's what I said. It takes a decision. You need to decide. Is Jesus going to be the Lord of your life? Or ang dami pang options. Eh? Parang pwede pa to, pwede pa to, pwede pa yan, pwede pa to. You've got to learn. You've got to just take that step of faith and say, Jesus, I want to follow you for the rest of my life. Jesus, I declare myself dead in sin and made alive in Christ. We were counseling this, this couple came to us. They're Christians. And they said, Pastor, we have a dilemma. See, they were Christians, but then they were influenced also by other practices that were demonic. And so, na-force sila ng magulang na maglagay ng mga feng shui stuff sa bahay. Eh, Kristiyano na sila eh. So, ibig sabihin, ay, hindi pwede. Sabi nung asawa, hindi, pwede yan. Okay lang, baka magalit magulang natin. So, they were testing the waters. And they said, since we're Christians, covered naman tayo. And so, they put the thing in their house. And what happened was, for the next 2 weeks, they had nightmares. Spirits would show up. And they were afraid. And so they came back. We need help. We need help. You know, it would be so easy just to cast out the demon, go to their house and cast out that demon. But it could come back. Why? Because, ano pa eh, hindi pa loyal eh. Hindi pa dead to sin eh. Hindi pa death to self eh. Ibig sabihin, marami pang options. So I had to talk to the guy and say, you are responsible for this. You know, you're a Christian. You're a child of God, but you still choose to worship other gods. It won't work that way. Christianity is not that way. You've got to repent of your sin. Yeah, we can cast it out, but first, I'll cast out first the demon in you. It means you need to repent of your sin first. Hirap eh. Minsan, dumidiskarte pa tayo. Ang lordship, ibig sabihin, hindi mo na diskarte. It is God's way already. I'm dead to myself. Martin Luther said, a religion that gives nothing, costs nothing, and suffers nothing, is worth nothing. If you're a Christian, and it costs you nothing, what I mean is, now that you're living your faith, it costs you nothing. It's just out of convenience. Then it's worth nothing. If you think Christianity is just going to church every Sunday to make a checklist, oh, na church na ako, I stand. And it costs you nothing, it's worth nothing. Jesus gave his all. And I know when we give back to the Lord, even our everything, it might be worth nothing in the eyes of the Lord, but it would cost you something in your life. David says, I will not offer anything that would cost me nothing. It means there are things that we need to give up. There are things that we need to kill in our lives, sin in our lives, that we need to surrender to the Lord. Are we willing? So many people I've talked to would always say, you know, I really want to grow in the Lord. I really want to experience the Lord. And we would talk and we would talk and I would start to inquire and go deeper and would see the things and the idols in their hearts and in their lives and say, are you willing to give it up? That's hard. Then we can do nothing about it. Because lordship means dying to yourself. Lordship means it's not about you. Who is the Lord of your life? Money, career, family, relationships, business, power, fame. Who is the Lord of your life? I want to end with a story. I heard this story when I was 11 years old through Pastor Ferdy. And I think I've heard this story more than 100 times. I think this is the classic story that we all grew up in Victory. It's a story. It's a true story. Hasn't happened, but it's a true story. It's based on scripture. God was sitting on his throne in heaven. Angels flying around, and he was in his great white throne. It was judgment day. The doors of heaven opened, and in came a man taking out coins off his pocket. And God says, welcome Judas Iscariot to my kingdom. Judas looks at God and says, wow, it's real, it's true. Yes, Lord, let me enter into your kingdom. And God says, Judas, not that easy. Let's open first the book of life. The book of life is the book that's recorded in Revelations where people who receive Christ as their Lord, their names are written in the book of life. And so the book of life was opened, and the angel searched for Judas. Before ang illustration, they go to letter J. Ngayon, search Judas. Right? After 30 years, nagbago din, nag-upgrade. Right? Judas. And there was no Judas in the book of life. And God says, sorry, Judas. Your name is not written in the book of life. You love money more than you love me. But Judas said, wait, Jesus, am I not one of your original? Did I not minister with you? Did I not eat with you? Did I not stay with you? Did I not, you know, cast out demons in your name? But Jesus said, I'm sorry, Judas. I do not know you. Depart from me and go to the lake of fire, which is hell. Angel grabbed Judas. A door opened on the side, and they threw Judas into the lake of burning sulfur called hell. The heavens, the doors of heaven opened again, and in came a man washing his hands. He was washing it. And God says, welcome, Pontius Pilate, into my kingdom. And Pontius Pilate said, wow, this is better than the palace where I lived in. And he was washing his hands. I'm not guilty. I'm clean. I have nothing to do with it. And he says, God, let me enter into your kingdom. And God says, let's check the book of life. They opened the book of life, but there was no Pontius Pilate in the book of life. The angel closed the book, and God says, I'm sorry, Pontius Pilate, but you love men more than you love me. Therefore, I do not know you. Depart from me. Angel grabbed Pontius Pilate, threw him into the lake of burning sulfur. The heaven doors opened again, and in came a man with a crown and a robe, and he looks around amazed at the kingdom of God's streets of gold, the majestic glory of God in front of him. And God says, welcome, King Agrippa, into my kingdom. King Agrippa was the king in the book of Acts, wherein nung si Paul kinulong, tinawag niya si Paul and said, Paul, tell me about your faith. And Paul shared the gospel to King Agrippa, but King Agrippa did not receive Jesus. And so King Agrippa said, God, let me enter your kingdom. And they said, let's check the book of life. And there was no King Agrippa in the book of life. And God says, sorry, King Agrippa, but your name is not written in the book of life. Therefore, I do not know you. But wait, Jesus. King Agrippa said, the apostle Paul himself preached the gospel to me, and I almost received you into my life. And God said, I almost save you also. Depart from me. An angel grabbed him, threw him into the lake of fire. After 5 minutes, the doors of heaven opened, and a man came in jeans and running shoes and a shirt. He looks around. He looks at God, and God looks at him. You know who that man is? It's you. You're next. All of us will face God in judgment one day. What will we hear? Good and faithful servant, or I do not know you, depart from me. Hebrews 9:27 says, it is destined for man to die once, and after that, he will face judgment. All of us will one day be in the throne of heaven. All of us will have our appointment with God. And it will be asked of us, do you love me more than anything else that the world offers? Today, I preach to you with the authority of Jesus Christ to really think about it and make a decision to stop playing church and stop playing games with God and getting it real before God, coming to God in repentance and saying, Lord, I am deciding today, after hearing the gospel, to make you the Lord of my life, to serve you as King and Master. No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Can we all bow down our heads and pray? Can I ask just the worship team? Jesus, you are King. Jesus, you are Lord, you're master, you're the boss, you're the one who calls the shot, you're the driver, you run our life, you're sovereign, you are in control. Lord, you love us so much, Lord, that you want to guide us and transform us and change us. But deep in our hearts, we know there's this rebellious nature of not wanting to worship God. But I thank you because through the preaching of your word and the preaching of the gospel, our hearts are able to receive. But I pray, Lord, that we won't just receive you into our lives so that we'll escape hell, that we won't make you just a ticket to heaven. But Lord, our lives will be able to shout, Jesus is Lord. Lord, that our loyalty would not be on the things of this world or on the enemy, but in you. Lord, you've called us to be followers of Christ. Called us disciples, not Sunday attendees, not victory members, but a child of God, a friend of God. Lord, a child wherein you would reveal the things of the Father. But Lord, you ask of us to deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow Jesus. And today we are challenged with that message. If you're here today, I believe this one is going to be between you and God. Your parents can't decide this for you. Your seatmate can't decide this for you. One day when you face God, it will be you and God alone. But if you know that you know that you know deep in your heart that Jesus is not the Lord of your life, today is the day you surrender. Today is the day you say, I will stop playing church. I would stop playing games with God. And I will surrender and give my life to Him. I would open up my life for other people to disciple me. And I want to grow in my faith and be connected to spiritual family. I want to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't want to be a stranger in the house of God. I want to be part of a family that makes Jesus as Lord. You know, God knows. And today, I extend an invitation for those of you who's saying, I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. If that's you, I want you to lift up your hands. I'm going to pray for you. You're saying, that's me. Lord, I'm tired of playing games with God. Lord, you know my heart. Just lift it up high so I know. Lift it up high. If the Holy Spirit is convicting you, don't fight it. Lift up your hands. Bible says, if you acknowledge me before men, I will acknowledge you before my Father who is in heaven. Don't fight. Don't fight. Don't fight when the Spirit convicts. But surrender and say, God, that's me. If you're lifting up your hands, I want you to please stand. I want to pray for you. And just stand on your seat. Thank you, Jesus. Can I ask you to do one more bold thing? Can I ask you just to come forward? I want to pray for you. Can I also ask some of our Victory Group leaders to help me pray? All right, just get your stuff and just come forward. I'd like to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. If God's convicting you, come forward. Say, that's me. I need Christ. Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Just come forward. Just people to the back. There's space here. Thank you, Jesus. Can I ask some of our Victory Group leaders to just help me? We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. If you're the one who's asking for prayer, can you lift up your hand so we'll know? Just lift your hand. Right. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to ask the Lord to come into your life. And I want you to dedicate your life to the Lord. Say, Jesus, I'm making you my Lord. Father, we come to you today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our brothers and sisters today, Lord, who's dedicating their lives to you. Lord, who's making a stand today to be a follower and a disciple of Jesus. Lord, no longer will be, Lord, wishy-washy. And Lord, no longer will we be just trivial Christians and Sunday Christians. Today, Lord, we're coming forward because we're acknowledging that you are Lord. And Lord, we're asking, Lord, that you be the Lord of our lives. Today, Lord, we choose to die to ourselves because we want you to take control over our lives. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would break, Lord, our brothers and sisters. Lord, basagin mo kami para maayos mo kami. Lord, that it won't be us who will run our lives, Lord, but it would be you. I want you to pray a prayer before the Lord and say, Jesus, I receive you as King. I want you to take over my life. I want you to change me. Just pray. In your own words, just pray. Say, Jesus, I want you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, just come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Convict sins today. Transform us by your love. You are King. You are King. Lord, thank you. Lord, we receive you and we declare you are Lord over our lives. Lord, we also know that we would be tested. But Lord, we also know that there's grace for us to overcome. So I thank you. Lord, I commit my life to you. I declare you're King over me. In Jesus' name, and everybody say, amen, amen. All right.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.